Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan. Days on 102.9 Namibia's Heart and Soul.
It's my station.
It's 7:50 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's a Thursday. Yesterday, Wednesday, the Brave Warriors of Namibia played against Equatorial Guinea in the World Cup qualifiers amidst serious calls from the public to have either Awilo back in the team.
Yeah.
There's also drama, obviously, the Peter Shalulile drama. Was he injured? Was he not? While he played for Sundowns over the weekend, winning that gigantic cup. And we decided to talk about it today because we lost yesterday, isn't it?
Yes, we did.
We lost that game. We couldn't score. And, you know, when it comes to these things, you need to score goals. Just to give you an idea of what the ordinary person on the street is thinking. Let me quickly demonstrate this to you.
Okay.
Yo, Fresh, good morning. It's a brand new day. You know what time it is, Inatila. Actually, yes, I believe we do need Awilo back in the team because even when the national team was called up, when the players were called up, didn't make sense to me how a lot of players were called in. Like Awilo, I know because of his age and stuff, yeah, he's not really in his prime. But if we have to look at our league, and the Namibian Football League, you will see that Awilo has the most goals. Even with his age and so forth, he still has the most goals
based on
most
players
that are called
that are also in the league. So I believe Awilo still has a lot to contribute into the national team.
Yeah.
So I think it will be best if he gets called up. But as the coach announced and said recently, is that sometimes players are left out because of their manners, their attitude towards the respect towards the whole team and stuff. So that might be also one of the reasons why Awilo was left out. But if it's not, and he was left out for other football reasons, then I think it's not accurate because Awilo still has all the talent that he can still showcase in our national team. Mm.
And I can promise you that is the view of many on the ground.
100%. For me too. You know why, partner? We also can't necessarily emphasize on Awilo's age because, first of all, he's just 32 years old. He's still young. But then also, can we talk about Stiga being called back to the team and he's fought...
You know what? Maybe there's something that we don't know. So let's bring in the experts. We've got a football
library here.
Exactly. We've got a football brain here. Abudi Isaac Hamata online. Isaac Hamata.
NSK, Shaquan, good morning to you and to your listeners.
Good morning. Good morning. We also have Marco Glovo, another football brain with us. Good morning, Marco.
Good morning, NSK. Good morning, Shaquan. And good morning, Isaac.
Good morning, Marco.
So, Abudi Isaac, let's start with you first, okay? Listen, you know everything. You are inside out when it comes to football. Is there something that Shaquan and I and the rest of Namibia do not know? I know. What is his story, Abudi Isaac?
Yeah. And this is the same space.
It is you. NSK, it is you, Shaquan, and I.
Mm. Yes. Oh, you, Shaquan, and I.
All of us.
All of us.
Listen, man, just on a serious note, the gentleman that you just had on a voice note made a very important remark about, in terms of performance, you can't rule out Awilo. But are there other underlying issues that could have caused the coach not to call him up after so many people were calling for him to be included? Mm. That's one. We may or may never know, and it's maybe not good for the coach to express those personal issues that could be there between him and Awilo, if there are any. I'm not saying there are. It will be very unprofessional for him to say, Awilo did this, Awilo is that, he's disruptive, he's disrespectful, or Awilo says the coach doesn't like me and all of these things. So, but he has made a comment that he needs a particular type of player, and Awilo doesn't suit that type of player. That is the official version from the coach. But look, Awilo is on song. But could it be that because the quality of opposition he plays against week in, week out is poorer than those that Namibia plays against in AFCON, World Cup qualifiers and so on? So there are a lot of things that one has to look at. I'm not the judge of why the coach has not called him up. If I were the coach, I would have called him up, but I'm not the coach, thankfully. The coach is appointed, he is remunerated, he is fired if he doesn't perform. So he makes the final call, and he knows why he hasn't called Awilo up to this point. Although people are crying for his inclusion, it is the coach's responsibility to decide whether Awilo will play in the national team or not.
Abudi Marco?
Yes, Chief.
Talk to us, Buta.
Yeah, I think Isaac is basically laid it clear. But also, I think we all know that Awilo retired from the national team.
Yes.
And I know you're going to bring in Sticker. That Sticker also retired. If you look at the retirements of those two players, they're different. When Sticker retired, when he went to AFCON, we already knew that when he comes back, he's not going to play for the national team. He said that I'm not going to play for the national team. I'm going to focus on my education so that I can finish the law. You are starting law by that time. I can finish my law degree and my attachments and whatever,
yeah,
and start working. And he has done that. He has finished his law degree and he has done his hours that are needed for him to be registered at the Windhoek High Court as a lawyer. And he has started his own law firm. So now he's sort of a businessman, lawyer by profession. And that has opened opportunities and times for him to come back to football full time. So that's why that's a different Sticker's thing. Now, coming to Awilo, like we said, like Isaac said, that Awilo, Colin Benjamin said that he needs certain type of players, and Awilo does not fit that. That's number one. Number two, Awilo also retired from the national team, and I don't know if he has said it, or because I haven't seen it on social media, of course, that he is coming out of retirement. I think for him to be recalled to the national team, he should go back to where he announced his retirement and announce his unretirement and come back. And thirdly, yes, people can say that he's the top goal scorer in the country. He's scoring goals, what.
Which he is.
Which he is. We have seen top goal scorers failing in the national team. He won't be the first one. If you look at his record with the national team, he played well. He was the top scoring winger in the league. But when you look at his numbers for the national team, in terms of goals and the number of games that he has played, you will see where Colin Benjamin is going. Because nowadays football, coaches, they also use statistics a lot. Numbers account for a lot. But like Isaac also said, if I was coach, I would have called Awilo. Just to see if he can reproduce the kind of form that he has at African Stars, he can reproduce it at national team.
Yeah.
Then I would also have asked him to play that kind of role that I want him. I think players can adjust.
Mm.
If you're saying that he must defend, I would have asked him to play to improve on his defensive part of the game. If he's dribbling too much and I don't want him to dribble too much, I would ask him to reduce on the dribble and pass others the ball. So I think there is something that you and I do not know, but from the explanation that we got from Colin Benjamin and from what we saw on social media from Awilo, I think the issue is just retirement. There's nothing else.
Okay.
Shekwan?
You know what? My question to the both of you right now is, this is actually how a lot of people on the ground actually feel. Are they actually person, Isaac, and I know that you say that it's not what you're saying, and I understand, but it is something that a lot of people are having conversation about. Do you think that there are issues between Colin and Awilo? Because, Marco, maybe to add to your point, Awilo did announce his retirement from the national team when he was not included in the squad this year.
Yes.
So it seemed like, you know, the announcement was made and, you know, he felt some type of way. I mean, naturally you would. And then that's when the announcement actually came about.
Which is why I was saying that he should go back to where he announced that announcement and say, I'm retiring, if there is a word like that in English. I'm coming out of retirement.
And
I want to be considered for the national team. And he can actually approach the coach and say, coach, I've decided to come back to play international football. If you can have me, I think I can add value here and there. Please consider me for the next squad.
Okay.
Because we saw that it happened before. There is a player, Aubrey Amsep, he had issues with the previous coach and he couldn't be called. But he was scoring goals left, right and center here, and people were wondering, why is Aubrey not in the national team?
So
we
are saying that there could definitely be issues there.
I'm saying if there are issues, they can go the Aubrey way.
Hmm.
Because Aubrey went to the coach and said, coach, I think I'm right for the national team. Why am I not getting called?
Yeah.
And the coach explained to Aubrey why he was not calling into the national team. And after that explanation, Aubrey and the coach talked over a cup of coffee, and apologies were extended from one side to the other and the other side to the other. And Okwe was in the national team, and he played quite a number of games. He even went to Chan, for that matter. So all I'm simply saying is, as a player, also a Willow should also make it easy for everybody and stop playing to the gallery. While as a coach, Colin Benjamin must also show leadership and actually come and
and pronounce himself about this issue. Yeah. All right. Abuti Isaac, we've run out of time, but perhaps your final words.
No, very briefly. I think what Marco has just said is very important. We need Colin Benjamin and Awilo, maybe with a mediator, to sit down and see if there are differences, how can they be ironed out? This is a national interest issue. Is Awilo not really fit for the national team? Or what are the issues that will cause him to come back? What is it that Colin Benjamin wants from him or doesn't want from him? I remember I was instrumental in getting Zenata Coleman having to be spoken to when she retired. And there was a sit-down between her and the coaches, and she's back in the national. I think it just takes dialogue and communication for us to understand each other better. It's about the national interest and not about Isaac Hamata or Marvin Glovo or Sekwan or NSK.
Well, thank you so much, gentlemen. You have put a couple of things into perspective for us and for the public and for the rest of us to think about. We appreciate your work, and we see your work also from Fra Isaac and Marco. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Have a good day. You all.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Sekwan.